We're back with Dr. Dollar and Kelsey. We got a lot of questions today, guys. I hope you're ready for this. And these are kind of some adult topics today. One that's really blowing my mind is the vaginal steaming. Have we practiced this procedure yet? Or is this something that's new that's just taking the world by storm?
Yeah, so
by the way, we're back on the captain's log. And we're going to discuss some serious stuff right now.
For sure. So the first question, I guess, is vaginal steaming. Even though we had amazingly interesting question, Brian wants to know about vaginal steaming.
What? So, I don't want to know about it.
He just said he can't try it.
Fine. So the whole idea of vaginal steaming had been around for thousands of years. You know, in Africa, in some places in South America, women used to cleanse themselves that way.
Is it like anal bleaching?
No, it's completely different.
That's what Kelsey does. That's her favorite.
How do you even compare that?
No. You cannot compare one. I mean, the idea here is that you're going to put some steam water and you're going to put different herbs and you're going to cover yourself with a towel and that steam is going to cleanse things. So again, it had been around for thousands of years. Gwyneth Paltrow recently, you know, put Instagram or something like that,
yeah,
and that got into attention.
It's like when you vajazzle the vajayjay.
Right.
So just dressing it up,
it's making
it look pretty.
I never heard about this, and you guys did.
It's amazing, huh? It's amazing.
It sounds amazing to me. I'd like to make sure that everybody's doing properly.
So you know,
I want to make sure they do it correctly.
The idea, Brian, is as you know, and Kelsey knows very well, that the vagina itself takes a lot of beating, from menstruation to sex to childbirth and everything else. It takes a toll, and the idea is that here you want to rejuvenate it somewhat. But the question is, is it safe to do something like that? You know, so all the research that I've done, looking at everything, how people are doing it in Africa, in South America, as well as in New York City, I don't find it very safe. I find it, a little bit on the dangerous side. Why is that? You're using steam water with herbs there. One, can you get a burn? A burn in the vagina, that's very, very painful.
Very bad.
Last time
I burned my vagina, I was not happy.
And very difficult.
Hi, Anna. Hey, Tim. Felicia, I'm saying hi to people. All right.
Very difficult to treat also.
Yeah.
Because of the location. So you're putting herbs that you don't know how they're going to interact with your, internal organ. And you're putting steam water. So, I find it, dangerous.
What kind of herbs are they putting in there? Some basil and thyme?
They put rosemary. Rosemary.
I mean, if you're going to eat, you got to eat something good. I'm just saying.
I'm not cooking a chicken.
Okay.
It's a chicken sauce.
I'm trying to figure this out, what we're making down here.
So yogurt and herbs. No, but rosemary. I saw rosemary in a lot of these. But again, is it safe? I don't find it safe. And the vagina is very, very smart organ. It has a mechanism of self-cleaning. It's like one of these,
It's a tricky little sucker, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It tricks all these guys to give them diamonds. It is a smart organ. I agree, Doc.
It's amazing. It's too bad we don't have one. But it's a great way. So
if you're tuning in late, the question was, is it safe to steam your vagina? It's called vagina steaming.
We are answering that question.
Yes, we are.
V steaming in short.
Yes.
So again, I don't think you need it. I think it's a little dangerous.
I think if you eat healthy, exercise, drink a lot of water, take a shower daily, the body knows what it's supposed to do.
Absolutely. So wash the area, soap and water.
If we were to have Kelsey test this, maybe we could just turn the water up a little cooler. Maybe she doesn't have to steam. Because that seems
that's
the risk. The steam, the risk, the burn? I don't want to burn Kelsey now. I don't want to burn. But I want to make sure that it's done properly.
But I don't want to change anything that's already working. So.
That's right. If it's working well, don't change anything.
Okay. So that's the moral of the story is,
yeah,
if you got to have your vagina steamed, maybe you got to have some other things done too. What do you think?
So if you feel like, the odor is not right, something doesn't smell right, go see a doctor. Come and see us. We are going to examine you. We're going to give you advice. We're going to see what is the problem. It could be that you have a medical problem. But you know, everybody has a different odor that they're used to, and if the odor changes, maybe it's because you're taking antibiotics and you have a yeast infection, or it could be different bacterial infection. So go see your doctor for that.
All right. That was a good question. Thank you, guys. Hoi, yoi, yoi.
Out of the 50 questions that
good,
we received.
I love a good Steven question. That's one of my favorites so far. All right, here we go.
Kelsey, you have some questions.
What do we got next? Hi, Sheila.
Okay, so can laser therapy help with vaginal and urinary issues?
Very good follow-up. Very good segue from
the
vaginal.
Rather than steam.
So the quick answer is yes. Laser therapy can help postmenopausal as well as perimenopausal women with pain during intercourse, what we call genital urinary symptoms. So as we age, secondary to hormonal changes, you have vaginal atrophy, you have less lubrication in the vagina, you have pain with intercourse, you have some itchiness in that area. So laser therapy works very, very well. In our office, we use a CO2 laser that works for us very, very well. In capable hands, it's very safe. And it works very well for genital urinary symptoms.
How deep laser do you go in? Is it the outside or the inside?
Both. We do.
I gotta know about this.
So we do internal, of course, to increase lubrication. So that's key. But external also for urgency, frequency, stress incontinence.
How does the laser actually increase lubrication?
Great question. So, you know, the vagina itself, when you are 18, you have 7 to 8 layers. As we age, secondary to decrease in hormones, specifically estrogen, you have less and less layers in that vagina, and you have less lubrication. So when we use the laser, we essentially cause trauma in that area, and that trauma bring collagen and increase elasticity and increase lubrication as a result.
Just from lasering?
From the lasering, right.
Is it a specific type of laser?
Yes. We all use the CO2. It's the same
so
laser
not like
that you use
Star
for
Wars.
Face.
I feel like when you say laser,
we're not
going to
be like a
boom. It's an
I'm
going
to fix it right up. It's got to be a specific laser.
Specific laser that we deliver. And we do it internally and externally, and it works amazingly. It's very quick. It's essentially painless.
Painless.
Painless procedure.
Ladies, it's painless. If you want to see that happen or make it happen, you just call the doctor and he's going to laser you right up. 18-year-old vaginas we're making here. What better? We're like, we're doing the work of the Lord. We're doing the work of the Lord.
And again, we talked about
making 18-year-old vaginas all over the place.
We talked about Gwyneth Paltrow with the vaginal steaming. Here, the Kardashians are big, big fan of laser, the CO2 laser, as well as the housewives. All the housewives.
They all had it done.
They all had it done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, Anna wants to know, what about a yoni eggs? Yoni eggs. What is that?
Yoni eggs. So, I mean, I'm not sure. Can you tell us a little bit more about yoni eggs? I'm not sure about yoni eggs.
We have to know more about this before we can answer the question.
If I'm correct, you're thinking about putting eggs in the vagina. I read about it, and I was amazed that people are doing it.
Really?
Yes. But let us know, Anna, a little bit more.
Hatch them?
Oh my God. Dinosaur eggs. Dinosaur eggs.
Oh my God. Imagine if it was the 100-year-old egg.
They're the best kept secret of China's royal palace.
Do you know the 100-year-old egg? That's the real thing. That's egg.
Okay.
Imagine if they put that in there.
And you
that
forget
might not
it,
be
and
good.
Just you forget
that
it there.
Work.
Yeah, very funny.
Okay, all right, next question. We're on a roll now.
All right, so alcohol. Alcohol and your health.
Alcohol and your health. So, you know, over the years, patients, there were studies after study that showed that a little bit of alcohol is beneficial and beneficial to your health. And I always preach that, you know, you don't drink alcohol because it's good for you, for your health. You drink alcohol because it makes you happy. You drink alcohol because it's a social lubricant. But you don't drink it because it's good for you. You want to drink something that is good for you. Kale juice. Kale juice is fantastic.
It just tastes like
hell. It tastes like hell, but it's very good for you.
This is nice dry-aged kale juice. I'm going to be serving that tonight with my...
So alcohol, it's delicious. It tastes good. A glass of wine is delicious. A glass of whiskey, scotch, whatever you drink is delicious. But you don't drink it because it's
what
good for you.
What makes you the horniest?
Good question. So,
tequila. They say tequila is a panty dropper. Is that true, Kelsey?
We had this conversation in the office.
I think
like,
Kelsey, what do you think, everything she drinks is a panty dropper. That's in my mind. That's what I hear.
What do you say, Kelsey, about that?
I don't think, well, I don't know. People will disagree with me. People claim that they're different on different types of alcohol, and I've never experienced that. Like, people say tequila makes them one way, beer makes them another way, dark liquors make them a certain way. I think it's the mentality you have going into your drinking.
Oh, like, you're gonna, like, what's gonna happen tonight? We're gonna party!
Like,
or we're gonna have sex! Like, and once you start drinking, that's what you want to do.
You might just already be crazy.
Yeah.
Or something makes you want to fight. I think you just already want to fight.
Yeah, if you're pissed off and you start drinking, you might get,
I think it's more the mental state you're in. I mean, usually when people are drinking tequila, they're, like, taking shots. Like, they're in that party mode. Like, they want to be crazy.
Yeah. You know?
I like sober sex. I really like sober sex. I mean,
I tend to like all of it. Yeah. It doesn't really...
Yeah, you don't discriminate.
I don't discriminate.
Brian does not discriminate. We know that right here.
They like the panty dropper. Kristen is a panty dropper. I'm just saying, maybe tequila is, maybe it's not, but one way or the other...
So when Brian goes out, he buys everybody tequila.
tequila for everybody!
So again, is alcohol healthy? You know, it's questionable, but does it taste good? Yes. Does it make you happy? Yes.
Alcohol has a lot of sugar in it.
It does have a lot of sugar. That's correct.
So if you're trying to lose weight, no, it's not healthy.
Correct.
If you need to de-stress, go get a massage. Yeah. But if you want social hour, time with your friends is good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what? So where were you at on the alcohol now?
And never drive and drink, of course. Drink and drive. Absolutely.
Alcohol can be good in moderation for your mental and social health, but it can also be harmful.
Now, Kristen says red wine for her. That's her go-to move.
That's a lubricant for you.
Yes, yes.
That's a lubricant.
Well, Kristen's a very nice girl. I like to
any specific red wine? Camus?
Which one would you like me to get tonight for you? I'd be happy to do that.
Now everyone's placing drink orders. I know.
Oh my God. What next question? That was a great question, guys. You can always send your questions to myself, right, at Captain Brian or Dr. Dollar. DM us if you have questions. We'll answer them. We don't skip any of these questions. Who would not skip a great vaginal steaming question? I mean, you can't. That's absolutely just gold.
And you stand anonymous.
That's right. That's right. We will not mention your name. Next.
Okay. So here's one that I just thought of. You were talking about alcohol and health, right?
Yes.
And then we were talking about alcohol being panty droppers. What about, like, alcohol guys with erection issues when they drink?
Right. So,
you know, the term whiskey?
Yeah.
I gotta censor myself.
So overall, you really don't want to drink too much if you're planning to have a great sex. So that really doesn't work very well. It doesn't work very well with Viagra, Levitra, and Cialis as well.
Does it do the opposite?
It does the opposite. That's right. So alcohol is really not a good thing for you if you are planning to have great sex.
What about for the women? Because they don't really have to have like an erection, right?
They don't. But again, the same mechanism for the clitoris is the same mechanism there. So you may get laid, but they are not going to have a great experience. And as a result, they want to, a second time around, they are not going to go for that.
Yeah.
So you might increase your likelihood for sex because the inhibition is lower. Your performance is also lower.
Okay. Right. So you're,
Right.
So did you get that, guys? Take notes. We're giving you all the details now. All right, next question.
Okay, so should you take a daily erectile dysfunction pill as opposed to just taking it as needed? Should you have like a baseline?
Yeah, so great question. So Tadalafil Cialis comes in 5 milligram in a daily Cialis. So it depends. I really like Cialis, and I really like the daily Cialis. Why is that? Because it will improve your blood flow to the penis. It's going to, when do you get oxygenated blood to the penis? When you have an erection. So that will increase the number of time you have an erection, the greater blood flow to the penis. But if you tell me you have sex once a month, it doesn't make any sense. Right. But if you have sex more than twice a week, it makes sense to take a daily Cialis. One, for that reason, that because it's going to be financially beneficial for you because you're taking the low dose. Number two, you'll have less side effects. Number three, you can do it spontaneously. You don't need to, I have to take the Viagra and then wait for 2 hours and then have sex.
Is there a waiting period?
There is a waiting period, yeah. Viagra, you should wait about an hour and a half.
Okay. So if you're super horny, what if you think you're going to get laid? You better take one in the morning or how soon?
It doesn't matter. So with Cialis, with daily Cialis, it's a long half-life.
Pill me up, Kelsey. Because this is we're going to be here not too long. So we got to get going now.
Or in the afternoon, but it's going to work for a good 36 hours.
36 hours?
36 hours.
Stays right in there.
It's a long-acting drug, yeah.
That's all of them?
No, Cialis specifically.
And what about elephant. What about Viagra?
Viagra about 8 hours half life.
So if I want to get laid, I gotta plan. I gotta plan the whole day out.
Of course.
I gotta go 2 hours ahead of time. I gotta pop the pill.
Of course.
But then I'm good for 8 hours.
But at your stage, it's not getting laid is not that spontaneous. It's not like, hey, how you doing? Come on in.
Why not?
Because I know it's work. It's labor. It's labor intensive at your
it
stage.
It should be.
You know, it's like a lot of work. You have to put work into it.
So I have to prepare.
You have to prepare. You have to, okay. You know, shave. Do everything you need to do.
Okay.
And not shave your face, of course. You have that Brad Pete face, you know.
All right, next question.
What,
here we go.
What about women taking Viagra? Have you heard this?
Yeah. So
I have.
So Viagra really, they did a few studies, and Viagra really didn't help. Women, female sexual dysfunction is much, much more complex. It's multifactorial. We have drugs to increase, you know, sexual desire. Addy, for example, it's the name of the drug. We can
what
increase.
Is it?
There's a pill. It's called Addy, ADDIY. A great pill to increase mood.
What about the horny goat weed? You always see that advertised.
Right.
What? Is that any horny goat weed? It's supposed to make you horny.
Yes.
Is that a thing?
I think you're doing different Google searches.
No, people are taking
how you're hearing these things.
I mean, Brian surfed the entire net, by the way. No, everything on the internet, Brian finished.
He
finished the entire net. So you saw everything on the net. So he finished it. That's it. So a lot of people are taking it. Again, there's no single study to support taking it.
Nothing on the horny goat weed. Guys, cut it off. No horny goat weed.
Don't waste your money.
Drop that Amazon automatic reorder. No more horny goat weed. It's not happening. Just come right to Dr. Dolly. He's going to set you up with some Cialis. 5 milligram daily dose.
5 milligram daily dose.
I'm gonna repeat it again. 5 milligram daily dose. You're going to have a 36-hour hard on. Is that what you said?
No.
Wow.
I thought you said.
If you have a 36 wood, you should tell all your friends. You should go on Facebook. You should do selfies. You should do everything. No. You are going to have an erection on demand, but on demand, and it's going to go down after.
Okay. So we're not going to keep you hard for 36 hours, but we are going to prepare you for anything you might get into. All right, next.
Next question, Kelsey. What's on the list there?
Can cycling cause erectile dysfunction?
Wow, that's a Brian question. Brian
asked
that specifically.
I said
I leave it anonymously, but Brian DM'd me and said that specifically every time he's on the bike.
With my blog?
Every time he's on the bike, I say, oh my God, look at him on the bike. Oh my God.
It's not good?
So let's talk about it. So cycling is a great low impact exercise. No question about it. It's fantastic for your knees. It's great cardiovascular exercise. But that seat, that saddle is very dangerous. So what do you do? So what happens? Let's talk about anatomy first. If this is your pelvis here, you have two nerves that are running underneath in your perineum. The perineum is the area between your rectum and your scrotum.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where that seat sits. And every time you push on that, you're pushing on those nerves. And you can cause trauma. So people that go for a bike ride for a couple of hours, they feel numbness in their penis. And that's why they feel that. So what can you do to prevent that? Couple of things. One, Brian, the saddle has to be wider and cushioned.
Yeah.
The cushioning can be gel cushioning. You've seen that in the store before. Number two, you should wear those pants that have those, gels in them. Number three, the bar that you're holding should be lower. Then it should not be parallel and higher. It should be lower.
It should be lower.
Why is that? Because you're going to put pressure on your shoulder, on your arms, and you're going to take off some of the pressure from your perineum, from that area in your rectal area there, that causing pressure. Number three, stop every half an hour, 20 minutes. Stop. And from time
to time.
You're
talking about like going on like a 2 hour bike ride.
What
about like a 20 minute day?
Right?
That kind of thing.
Again, even 20 minutes, if you don't have the right seat and you don't stand up from time to time, as Kelsey said, and you don't take little breaks, and you are like jumping on every pothole there, it's dangerous.
So I'm taking my life in my own hands by riding my bike.
You are taking your penis in your own hands.
Oh my God.
Your penis, not
my
life.
Penis is often in my
that.
Own hand. Often, very often. But this
it's
time it's dangerous.
Penis. Right.
It's very
so
dangerous.
Just be careful. I mean, again, bike riding is a great exercise. just be careful. Use the right saddle, use the right bar, and you know, make sure it's all cushioned, and make sure you stop from time to time. And if you feel any numbness in your penis, Brian, come and see me.
If I feel any numbness in my penis, I'm going right to Kelsey.
By the way,
I need her to fix it immediately.
911. Say 911, Kelsey.
This is very dangerous, Kelsey. Make sure that this thing works.
He's gonna be calling me on the side of 41.
Kelsey.
Oh my goodness. So let me ask you. Yep. That if I didn't ride my bike, I would be even hornier.
What do you mean? No. It has nothing to do with horniness.
Oh, okay.
It has to do with penile function and numbness in your penis and tingling in the penis. But no, it has nothing. Horny is really testosterone.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're fine, Brian. I know you're horny. I know you're horny, Brian. I know you're
horny. And it's fun. And the bike's doing well for me. I'm all right.
Yes.
But if I wake up one day and it's not working, I'm throwing that bike right in the trash. It's gone. I'm out of here.
You know what other bike that I don't see too many people riding here? The recumbent bike, the one that you're lying down.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple guys in my neighborhood that has
it. Right. It looks weird, but it's very healthy. And there's no pressure on your penis whatsoever.
I'm gonna wave to those guys. How's your penis doing?
Wait for the penis.
He might think I'm weird, but I'm gonna tell this guy when he drives by me.
Good for your penis. Hey. Kelsey, any other questions?
What's the next question? That was all the questions.
Yeah, but
for
what about
sex? That was all the sex questions we got this week.
What about sitting on like a motorcycle? Like, you know, it's like...
Right, so motorcycle, again, it's wide, wide, it's cushioned,
no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, it's okay to sit down on that. It's very well cushioned.
So it's
and that vibration helps, if anything. It's like a massage to that area.
Yeah, bringing more blood flow. But you're all about blood flow to the penis.
I love that blood flow. That's key.
Yeah.
Tell me that you thought you were going to do cardiology or something.
I was going to do cardiothoracic surgeon, and Erwin Goldstein, the guy that really did all the research for Viagra, he convinced me to do urology. And what he said, when he asked me, why do you want to do cardiothoracic surgeon? I said, I want to, you know, the heart is the most important organ in the body. He said, the only function of the heart is to pump blood to the penis. That's the only function of the heart. And after that, I became a urologist.
What if you're a female?
It's clitoris.
Oh.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
I have had a lot of questions about the laser on the vagina.
Yeah.
The vaginal lasering. And I don't know all the I don't know any of the answers. So what I learned today, I'm going to bring that knowledge back. And these girls, when they ask, I have to tell them.
Beautiful.
Because they got to have an 18-year-old vagina.
It's a short procedure. What's her name? The wife of Will Smith. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, Jada.
Jada. She went. Yeah. She. What I'm telling you, it's not. Everybody knows that because she went and said that on TV.
They're swingers.
They are.
They're swingers. Yeah, out in the public.
I don't judge anybody. I can tell you, I don't judge.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with. Absolutely good for them. So, but she went and publicly said that she had the procedure done and her vagina is like a 16-year-old.
That's she brought weird. Hers right to 16. Why, she went 16. Right past 18. Is that extra?
I think, wow, 16. That's weird. 16 is weird.
Keep it legal.
I know. Let's keep it 18.
Yeah. Stop lasering at the 18-year-old limit.
Don't make it any less than 18.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is the Captain's Log, guys. Dr. Dollar and Kelsey have given me a lot of knowledge. We're going to bring it back. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to take my seat and throw it away. I might never ride my bike again, but I do appreciate all the information. We're going to be back again next week, and then I'll be live tomorrow. I have Big Irish Jay Hollinsworth, and then I have Bob Marley. Not the real Bob Marley. That guy's dead. We got Bob Marley, the comedian, and he's the real deal because he's hysterical.
Wonderful.
And I'll be back this week, and this is the Captain's Log. And Kelsey and Doc, thank you so much.
Thank
We're done.
Much.
We're
thank
out.
Thank you so much.